With the news in detail, here's Brian Jennings.
The highest level of public health measures restricting people's movements and social interactions came into effect at midnight. Gardaí have begun what they say is a major high-visibility policing operation to support the new restrictions. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
Training in the Garda College has been suspended for the next 9 weeks as 260 trainee Gardaí and their tutors, as well as Gardaí in administrative roles, are deployed in an intensive operation to police the new Level 5 restrictions. Gardaí say the rosters are being changed, the 132 checkpoints will remain, and 2,500 Gardaí will be on duty every day. There will also be high visibility patrols in parks, beauty spots, beaches and public amenities, and the Gardaí say they'll continue to offer the necessary supports to the elderly and vulnerable. Operation Fuishev, set up to support victims of domestic abuse, which has so far led to 100 prosecutions, will continue.
Level 5 restrictions will be in place for 6 weeks, with the chief medical officer asking people to stay at home other than for essential reasons. Laura Hogan reports.
As a further 1,167 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed here, the Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan said, "Our individual behaviour is the most effective defence against the transmission of the virus." The new cases were spread across all 26 counties, bringing the 14-day incidence rate for the country to 291. Cavan has the highest rate in the country, at more than 1,000 cases per 100,000 of the population. In the last 7 days, more than 112,000 COVID-19 tests have been carried out, yielding a positivity rate of 7.1%. Level 5 measures will be in place for 6 weeks, and the chief medical officer said everyone now needs to stay at home, other than for essential reasons, and follow the public health advice.
EU and UK negotiators will resume talks in London today after both sides agreed to set out an intensified schedule of negotiations in the coming weeks. A joint statement issued last night effectively removed a threat by the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to end the talks completely. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Since last Friday, there had been signals from Chief Negotiator Michel Barnier that the EU was willing to intensify talks and on the basis of legal texts. But the green light for talks to continue still hadn't come. Then last night, a detailed joint statement was issued. Both sides had agreed organising principles for the last push. Talks would happen every day, including at weekends. Officials would start co-drafting legal text on all negotiating files. The more difficult issues would receive higher-level political treatment. London will see this as justifying Boris Johnson's tough stance. However, it could be argued this structure would have been there anyway in the final run-in. And the most important serious issues are still unresolved, the so-called level playing field, fisheries and governance. This is where the real bargaining starts. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The final US presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden takes place tonight. It comes as US intelligence officials warn that Iran and Russia had tried to interfere in the US election after obtaining voter information. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
With less than 2 weeks to go to polling day here in the US, intelligence officials warned last night that Iran and Russia had tried to interfere in the presidential election after obtaining voter registration information. The US Director of National Intelligence said Iran had sent emails designed to intimidate voters. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face off tonight in the final presidential debate. Last night, former US President Barack Obama hit the campaign trail for Joe Biden and attacked Donald Trump, saying he was incapable of taking the job seriously. The US President responded at a rally here in North Carolina last night, criticizing Barack Obama for backing Hillary Clinton in 2016. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, North Carolina.
The Taoiseach is expected to stress the importance of respect and understanding in future North-South and British-Irish relations during a speech at Dublin Castle this morning. Our Northern editor Tommy Gorman.
Probably more than any of his predecessors, as Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin promotes the concept of a shared island. The phrase United Ireland rarely surfaces in his speeches. The Taoiseach has set up a shared island unit in his own department. It will be an important policy driver as factors such as the post-Brexit political landscape and next year's centenary of partition prompt political debate. In a speech at Dublin Castle this morning, the Taoiseach will say he favours a new phase of open engagement about future relationships. He will also state that the genius of the 1998 Good Friday Agreement is that relationships do not need to be dominated are defined by constitutional issues.